And I'm cold. Quick recap. Horrible neighbors living below me. Horrible single mom. 2-year-old baboon. Howler monkey shrieks all day long. Not sure if the other kid's still around. I haven't seen it. Maybe it's dead. The mom hasn't paid the heat. She has no 2 weeks now with no heat. So maybe the other kid wised up and left. Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's how bad her motherly instincts are. Me, caring nothing about this child. I'm beginning to... Maybe it's just the cold or just sheer conditioning from hearing it so often, going, blah! I'm starting to understand it. Starting to decipher the shrieks. There's a subtle change in pitch and cadence to the blah. Starting to understand what it's saying. Like now, for instance, when I hear blah, I know it's saying, someone please help me. My mother is so devoid of any motherly instincts at all that she hasn't even made sure that there's heat in our shelter, and I'm freezing. Someone help me. Blah! Yes. Yes, blah indeed. My shirtless little friend. Blah! Just stop fighting it. Just go to sleep. Just lie down and close your spirally little eyes and let the cold take you. There's worse ways to go. Certainly many worse ways are in store for you being raised by this idiot. Just go to sleep. Let it end. Let it end. It might be the only way you get into heaven. The only thing in store for you is joining a gang or getting hooked on hash or something like that anyhow. Horrible, horrible ways to go in front of you. This is the only painless escape. The cold. The merciful cold. It's just a numbers game now. It's like 30 degrees last night. It's just going to keep getting colder. Eventually it'll drop into 20s, mid-teens. Very soon, and then... Well, I suppose frostbite will start first. His grubby little fingers will stop moving, and... Then his limbs will slow down. Then eventually hypothermia. He'll just be shivering there on the couch, and then nothing. Blessed silence. I'm cold, but I'm delirious with joy, because I know they're worse, because they're downstairs. He'll stumble into whatever space heater is on, knock it over, and we'll all go up in flames together. I won't even run out of the house. I'll just sit here and watch us all go up. And all you pay attention to, all you do-gooders out there, want the government to take over health care. It's not going to help anybody. And just look at these idiots. This woman is so lazy, she wouldn't even go to the government for free money to turn the heat on. She said she was too busy to go get free money from the government to heat her house. Either way, they'll be gone soon. Rotten liberal housing laws. They'll be gone at the end of the month at the earliest, end of December. Yeah. Then they'll be in some low-income housing. That's her plan. Good plan. Go pester some family of crackheads. some poor crackheads. Picture, middle of January. Ah, would you keep it down in there? I'm trying to smoke some crack. Shut that get up. I can't even focus on my... And lighten the spoon. Or, that's not crack. Well, whatever. Heroin. That's the real winner. Whoever supplies the narcotics to that housing shelter, because the demand's going to go way up once those people move in. Look, I can't take it anymore. What can you give me that's going to block out everything? You got anything that makes you go deaf? What, have you got some sort of opiate? Maybe I'll do that. Go down to the local crack house and pick something up. What can you give me that'll shut this out just for another month? All right, let's move on to other things. We got a letter last week, a couple weeks ago now. A reader / listener emailed in that she was having a rough week, and I said, well, email in what's going on. I'll put it into perspective for you. Here's what she sent. I'm going to paraphrase a lot of it because it might go into some sort of lawsuit. So obviously we don't want to get into that, because when you're suing somebody, you're not supposed to talk about what's going on. I don't know why. I'm not a lawyer. I just know that that's what they tell you. It goes on. It's Halloween, and she's at a costume party. I decided that I'm just going to change my costume at work so we can stay later at our party. All right, so she's at the party. She's got to go to work. She just says leave the costume on, you know, and then change at work. Get paid for changing, you know. Change on the company dime. I go to work and my husband drops me off. The guy that works the shift before me let me in since the place was locked. When I go in at night, it's just me and whoever covers the position before me. So it's just her and this other guy. I was wearing a witch costume, and of course it's a little skimpy since that's how they tend to make them nowadays. When he lets me in, he says, wow. Everything he says this night about my costume and me is in a very sexual tone. All right, so let me read that again. When he lets me in, he says, wow. And I'm wiping my saliva away from my face with the back of my hand when I do that. Wow. I just threw in the chuckle there. Doesn't say, but, you know. It's radio theater. You know, it's theater of the mind, even though it's just a podcast. And starts looking me up and down. I tell him about how I'm just coming from a party and that I decided to change at work, and then we proceed to talk about work. After a couple minutes, I decide to take off my boots and my thigh-high spiderweb stockings and left on my knee-high socks that I had on under them. I decided to put my pants on under my dress since it's really cold at work due to all the equipment there and I was starting to freeze my ass off. We continue to talk about work for a minute or two until he says, thanks for putting your pants on in front of me. And then, are you going to take your dress off in front of me too, or do I need to look away? And smiles. I say that I'm not taking my dress off in front of him. I realize and say, Damn it, I left my boots at home, and now I'm going to have to wear these boots. I'm in a giddy mood because I'm cold and tired. He starts talking about how my boots are hot, and then later starts asking me if my underwear matches my socks, and then what underwear I was wearing, and then if I was wearing a thong. Then when I put my boots back on, he starts going on about how putting them on is hot, and how I look hot, and how my costume is hot. He leaves after that. It goes on to say that this is no doubt left her really uncomfortable. She talked to the manager. Manager didn't want to do anything, blah, blah, blah. And she doesn't want to work there anymore, and so on and so forth. Now, as you know, I'm big on blaming the victim. It's one of my hobbies. And normally, sexual harassment, 90% of the time is some guy saying, hey, I like your hair, and then that woman being some crackpot feminist running to the personnel manager and saying she was sexually harassed. However, I think when It's just the two of you alone at midnight on Halloween. I think we can take her side on this one. That's pretty that's pretty uncomfortable. Let's start with this guy. And I write comic books. There's a lot of this type of character out there that I deal with. Listen up, you guys who don't quite get what's wrong with this. Saying that, let me see your thong, and you look hot. That's a line that can work, all right? Don't throw that line away. That's a line that can work if you're really attractive and this is your second or third date and you're both drunk. Under those circumstances, this line will probably net you seeing a thong and things will go from there. However, when it's midnight on Halloween and you're the only two people in some sort of empty business, this is just going to get you probably pepper sprayed. You see the difference there? And I'm going to take a wild guess and say this guy isn't very attractive because this isn't the move of someone who's used to dealing with women, right? This is the move of a social retard. And I'm not going to blame the victim here, but I would like us to all go back in time. People don't just come out of the chute. You know, I mean, he doesn't sound like a sociopath. He just sounds like a social retard. People don't come out of the chute like this, really. So you go back to when this guy, you know, was younger. When he was 16 and just an awkward 16-year-old who was sort of scared of girls, couldn't somebody have just screwed this guy, you know? Couldn't somebody just screw this guy? Done us all a favor, you know, stuck a win under his belt. You know, give him a win. just throw one into him. Think of all the times that you've had sex and ended up not liking it. All right, this would just be one more, except this is an act of good. This is an act that saves the rest of us and people like this woman here a lot of hassle in the future. Because you take an awkward 16-year-old who's sort of scared of girls, you tack 20 years on there, tech two decades of there of continuing to be afraid of women, not getting a lot of social contact. I mean, the guy's working by himself in a place of business, so he's not dealing with a lot of people at work. I'm probably going to guess he's not going out to a lot of nightclubs. You know, 20 years of that, and this is what you get. Hey, you going to take your dress off in front of me? This could have been headed off at the pass. You know what I'm saying? Do some good out there. I can't really get much more into this because a lot of this stuff in there, she even says, yeah, she shouldn't be telling me this, and I really don't know where the lawsuit's going other than I'm amazed that an office manager in 2009 didn't lose his shit when he heard this and fire this guy on the spot, because I know some business owners, and they would have fired this guy and burned all record of him ever worked for them just out of sheer terror of losing their business. You know, in the climate we're living in. Man, this went by fast. We're done already with segment one. Segment two, I'm gonna help this woman a little more and help you all with a song. And I'm going to talk about gay marriage a little bit because I'm sick of hearing about it. sick of hearing about it, so we're going to help them. I'm against gay marriage. Let me say that right now. But I'm going to help them anyhow because I can't listen to this anymore. So tune in. This one's going to end shortly. Stop it and then start the next segment. See you back here shortly. Or in the words of my little friend, blah! You know, it's been like 15 minutes already. And I keep thinking back to this. I mean, downstairs there, the carnal acts haven't slowed down, which is upsetting. thought the cold might numb their nether regions, but I'm still hearing the sporadic 3 seconds of squeaky, squeak, squeaky, squeak, squeak, squeak. Yeah, baby, squeak, squeak. Baby? Because they're huddled, I'm assuming they're huddled together for warmth and for reasons I can't even fathom. That's inspiring carnal acts. You know, the 3 second rule, like when you drop food and pick it up, oh, 3 second rule, it's still good. You think he thinks that the guy, the baby's daddy, thinks that applies to VD? that's why he's getting in and out of there so quick. Oh, 3 second rule, I don't got nothing. God bless it, this guy's in and out. It takes me 5 minutes just to decide who I'm going to pretend is under me. You know what I'm saying? How's this guy getting it over with in 3 seconds? And it's 5 minutes of me going, okay, let me think. You know, Miley Cyrus, is she 18 yet? Is that wrong? She was 16 when the pictures came out. And there's a brouhaha that she was only 16. So that was, say, a year and a half ago, year and a half ago to be safe. So a year and a half, was that in June? Yeah. What do you mean you're tired? Well, get off me then and get a calculator. I got to do some ciphering here. Figure out who you are in my head. now I'm long. Now it's not 16 minutes. We're done. Stop this and start the next one. No, they'll never find a way. No, they'll never find a way.